Well, good evening, church. I know this has been an exhausting weekend, a hard-fought day for many of you, and I am thankful that for those of you that have come back tonight. Tim, thank you for Disciple Now weekend and all of your help. Give them a hand again for what they did this weekend for those students. And one of our church members' daughter got married this weekend. Michelle and I were in Lebanon. That was an exciting weekend for them. And there's a lot of things that go on that I don't even know about around here, but it's great to be in the house of the Lord. It's great to be in a church that is active and is serving. But right now, before we begin the service tonight, I think it's very important that we pray. Some of you, I know news travels fast in this media conscious world, but everybody probably here knows what's happened in Texas. And a little town about 30 miles east of San Antonio, for those of you that don't know, a shooter came in between 11:15 and 11:30, killed over 20 people, and several are still hospitalized. And what you may not know is the pastor and his wife were both out of town in two different states, and their 14-year-old daughter was there, and she's one of them that was killed. So it's a tragedy, and we need to pray. And I wrote it down. I couldn't remember it, guys. I'm sorry. It's First Baptist Church, Sutherland Springs, Texas. So I'm just going to ask us to spend a moment of silence praying for those people and praying. Go ahead and pray for the church here locally. And was it Antioch? Is that where it was? We can pray for them as well. And thank you, security team. Thank you, first responders here, if there's any here tonight. And this is a crazy, sin-filled world, a broken world. But nonetheless, we're still here. Nonetheless, we're still here. God has chosen us to live in this world at this particular time to make a difference. So let's go to the Lord in prayer right now.